Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Hey,
we can swear. They just put a little E on it. We had a great fun time show.
We did.
I just read down Christian's list of videos. It just says vagina bus, genitals,
poo-splosion,
for speeding for poo. So there's lots of good things coming your way. We want to thank Danielle Palmer, Eric F. Squire, Kimberly Berwick, Danielle Wickham, Cassandra Morris, Lindsay Hall and Jenna Hall, who all listen to the show.
And I just want to very quickly give a plug to some mates, Bib and Brace Collective,
yes,
who are doing some crowdfunding to try and get a very great idea, an artist-run initiative up. You can go to my page to have a look at that, Harley Breen on Facebook. But I'd love you to throw money behind it if that's your thing.
What is it?
Basically, it's setting up an artist-run workshop where you can go and make things,
that's cool,
create things,
yeah,
or just let other people do it and you can go and watch it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right, mate, go and throw some cash that there. There's a Tina Arena chat that you cannot miss. You're going to love it. But we had to edit it down because we did waffle on. But there's a very special extra podcast coming out today, full 15-minute chat. You do not want to miss it. Get that. Thank you so much for bothering with our pod and putting us in your ears and taking us in. And be listening out for one of our listeners' children's. What was her name? I wrote it down. I'm not going until we find her name.
Oh, no.
La, la, la.
We didn't write the children's name down,
no,
but we know her name.
Name
we did say it on there, but they did a beautiful
rendition
of an opener.
Correct. I'm finding it. This is the beauty of, doesn't matter how
this
fast
is a podcast.
Stacey Campbell.
What's the superior? And we can play it because it's less than 30 seconds, so it's fine. Thanks, guys. Bear.
It's the radio show that sometimes forgets it's a radio show.
Ah, here we are. We're on air.
Sorry.
I knew that was happening because you said 15 and then you started watching something.
Hosted by two people who live and breathe radio.
I had a dream about a radio competition.
You need to get out of here now. You need to stop, walk away from this job. You're dreaming about radio competitions.
And know how to bring excitement to your speakers.
Do you want
to
see my woo-hoo?
I also
or
like,
do you want to see my woo-hoo?
Yeah, everyone wants to see that.
Yeah, 100%.
No one wants to see woo-hoo.
This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Harley Breen.
I mean, it's already Wednesday.
Yay.
How did this happen?
I don't know.
Didn't even do Monday.
You know what happens? Long weekends make the world better.
Yeah.
You know, the Greens want to bring in a four-day working week.
Oh. This is why we love the Greens.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Vote.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday's edition of the Em and Harley Show. Thank you for being with us. Hey, if you're seeing our billboards around town, keep sending those pictures in.
Yeah.
I'm loving seeing them. Our heads are massive.
Massive. Well, our heads are behind you in the studio. So I look at you and then you and me bigger.
But the thing is my head bigger than yours in real life? Because I think the proportions are out on the billboard.
Yeah, but that's what they did in the first time. They made it look like you were nearly as tall as me. And you're not.
But then we had Tina Arena yesterday and you'll hear the chat today and my head is big.
Well,
I didn't realise I have a big noggin.
Compared to mine, it's not, but they have made it look like it's the same size.
Yeah.
We have a big show, $50,000 to hopefully give away at 8 o'clock. As previously mentioned, Power Wog Princess Diva, Tina Arena.
Yes.
You weren't here because you had to go and do things.
Yeah.
I got to interview her on my own and she did not disappoint. She told Cher to sit down. She
really?
Was amazing.
Cher wasn't even here.
Nah,
wow.
She was amazing. So much coming up. What have we got first?
We're going to meet a Shawn Mendes.
I like this song.
Yeah.
Sassy. See you after the other thing. Yes.
We work in an office space.
Yes.
And we have shared fridges.
I hate a shared fridge.
I don't like a shared fridge either.
I don't trust any bastard.
If you notice, I was just about to say there's nothing in the shared fridge of mine, but there is. There's pickled chilies.
Yeah, there is.
And Tabasco
sauce.
We have a sub-share fridge. We don't partake in the big office
fridge. So we don't have the office supplied
fridge. We have a breakfast show shared fridge. And there's only about five of us who use it.
Yeah.
And I'm still against that.
There's the politics of the fridge, of what is in there. I think a lot of people, and I'm going to say possibly a lot of younger men that work in office spaces, think that everything in the fridge is just for their taking because maybe they haven't moved out of home yet and maybe they haven't had to provide for themselves. Maybe they need to keep their hands to themselves. You know, because you can put something in there, all of a sudden it's gone.
Is this leading towards us setting up a hidden camera on a fridge?
Yep.
Great.
The end. No, but we got sent a story yesterday, and I thought it was so funny, mainly because Hannah couldn't stop giggling at it. There's now a thing called milk locks, where you can buy your own milk and you put it in your own fridge and you can lock it up so no one can touch your milk.
Wait,
I just love the idea of the anal retentive person that invented milk locks. Look, there they are. Have a look at how absolutely rubbish
that is. It's like a club lock for your milk.
It's exactly what it is. It's a club lock. So to describe it, it's an inverted plastic container that's got a hole through it, and you put the plastic container over the top of the milk carton.
Yes.
And then you put a club lock.
A bolt.
Through the handle of the milk.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
This is fantastic. Christian's going to put a picture up of it now.
Yeah.
That is the most petty slash brilliant thing I've ever seen
so
in my life.
So when you see the picture, obviously I'm talking about a plastic milk container with a plastic handle.
But look how teensy the locks are.
Teensy little
Who
locks.
Who could be bothered undoing that every time you want to splash your milk?
Because you don't want to use the milk. And also,
I'm lazy enough just to keep buying milk.
If you want to steal that milk, do you know what you do? Is you take that plastic container out and you get a knife and you cut the bottom of it and then milk comes out.
I was going to say, wouldn't you just stab the bottom like a Viking just, and suck it?
Yeah. I got milk. You know what? If I saw a fridge like that, I just stab all of them. I just stab all of them.
I wouldn't even drink the milk.
And I'd just walk away.
I'm principled. Yeah. Just because you are pathetic humans. It's the M. Rusciano Radio Show with Harley Breen on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. We were having such a pop culture conversation off air. We're trying to figure out if Goldie Hawn had actually had child with Don Johnson and who Kate Hudson's dad was.
And I said Don Johnson was a whole lot of man and I'd root him.
Yeah.
Weird moment.
Who says root in 2017? Well done. Respect.
Yeah, heaps.
You going to a B&B ball this Friday night?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. I'd love that. I really would.
Yes.
Turn off in my Land Cruiser.
B&B? No,
B&S.
Not B&B.
It's not B&B.
That's it.
That's just a whole lot of little quaint houses dancing. You'd do that too.
We were just talking about how you can now acquire yourself a milk lock for the office milk, which is essentially, it looks like a club lock for milk.
It's the best. The person who came up with it, honestly, is the biggest loser.
And not only that, it's like the time you would have to spend doing the locks, I'm just like, I don't want milk anymore.
Both of us impersonating the pursed lips of the person.
Yeah, pursed lips, cat's bum mouth, just, But we've had someone call in, actually, Seb. Hey, Seb.
How you going?
You Good, can mate. Top this. You have a pettier item.
Yeah, it's a plug mug. So it's a red mug with a big yellow and black exclamation sign on the side. And the dot at the bottom is a hole. And unless you've got the key ring that has the plug on it, no one can use your mug.
Oh, my
God.
That is amazing.
Do you own one, Seb?
Yeah. You buy them online. Just Google plug mug. And I just bought one. And it's great.
Oh, Seb, would you send us a photo of you drinking out of your plug mug when you remember?
That would be great.
Yeah, when I get home from work, if I remember, I can do that.
And also, Seb, if I worked with you, I'd just buy a plug and steal your mug all the time.
Yeah, but it's worth it for the people that pick it up from the wrong side and water just comes out everywhere.
That's brilliant. Good. Thanks for your call, Seb. Should we talk about the things or should we go away and come back? I feel like we've kind of...
I don't mind.
Well, let's talk about the things.
Yeah, we can talk about the things. So
this is actually a brilliant idea. A local councillor in Sweden, I love Sweden, so not local to us, but somewhere in local to someone in Sweden, they are saying that primary schools need to play music in the toilets so the students are embarrassed to do poos because they hold on to their poos at school and they get sore tummies.
Yes.
And they get sometimes a little turtle head.
Because they're, little Crayola.
Yeah, you like that, do you, Ben? You had a few turtle heads in your tummy. Just a little turtle head.
Little hand.
And, you know, they're embarrassed. And no one likes doing away poos. Like,
no.
I don't know anyone
who
enjoys. I'm a home ground pooer 100%.
Yeah, I'll cut an outing short just to get home.
100%. And so students themselves admitted they don't like going to the toilet during school hours because they're afraid that the person next to them will hear them in the cubicle.
Sure.
So, and I get that. A lot of ladies try and like wee to the side or put toilet paper in first so you can't hear that. And so they're proposing that loud music be played. Right. I'm just thinking like a trombone symphony would be great.
Yes. Now, you know what would also help is everyone not being so cheap when they're building cubicles. build the walls to from the floor to the ceiling.
Soundproof booth.
And then put a door in.
I want to be able to record an album in my dunny.
Yeah,
I want to be able to screech like a banshee.
Or don't shame people for bodily functions.
Or let's just accept that everyone does it. And we know the sounds.
Because you know what? My baby does snarts every time.
Yeah, snarts are okay from babies.
When Walter sneezes, every single time does a fart at the same time. Yeah. Sneeze fart all the time. Now, Hannah asked me, when is that going to stop?
I do sneeze.
And I went, what do you do?
A lot of people who've had babies do sneeze.
Oh, sneeze, wheeze. Yeah, but you can't help Walter will stop snarting as soon as someone shames him over the snarting. Yeah, how often do you snart?
But Walter's 6 months old.
That's what I'm saying. So as soon as he's old enough to feel shame for the snart,
gone. That's so sad.
It isn't it?
One of the right
And so then they go to school and you've got to play music so you can do poo. Nah. Everyone should be out the front cheering you on.
I'm ashamed to say this is not the only time we're talking about poo today.
No, there's heaps more poo.
7:20. I'm just quite exactly
didn't even play the opener because we don't want to.
Don't. We don't want to blow the opener. Harley has been removed from the studio because I am here with just someone I've looked up to for so long. She's my hero. She's a fellow immigrant's daughter, and we were just talking about the hardships of that and the joys of growing up as an Italian man's daughter in this country. Please welcome Australia's most celebrated female singer, Tina Arena.
Teens.
Oh my God, I
Let's
don't even know.
Let's cut the crap.
She's so excited.
Breathe, Em.
I can't.
No, please.
No, but these are the moments. There are a few moments in my career where, you know, sometimes I have to just pedal the worst shit. And I'm like, but then there are some days where magic happens and you get to have someone in the room and say to them, thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being fierce and outspoken and Italian and just a good singer. Snow auto-tune, no crap. Like, as my dad, and please, Vinci Russiano, if you can say hello, Vinci.
Vince, this is Tina.
Oh, my God. What
Mate, what happened?
Oh, my God,
Did you throw out the mould or do you still have a little bit of that sort of somewhere? Listen, your daughter is lovely and
oh my God.
Thank you to the both of you for being so gorgeous.
Oh
and
Tina Arena.
Oh, Em.
I can't. No,
can
you
we,
just...
Are we going to have a moment of seriousness?
It's going to be so many moments during this interview. I can already tell there's going to have to be an extended podcast. On a Saturday night, Tina, I would watch Young Talent Time and then Hey Hey Saturday. That was my ritual, right? And you were a part of both those shows often, obviously. Mm. There's no one close to you. You must look at the other girls and just go, bow down, bitches. You can try. Like, even at the Arias, you were just I watched you at the Arias slay. You were just like, that's nice, Veronica's. That's nice, Jeff. I'll have my go, mate. And I was watching you, and every gay I know, because you're a huge gay icon. I mean, you.
So are you, my dear. And I saw you wearing that black dress. You wore it really beautiful.
Thanks.
No, seriously.
I do my best.
You did well.
But I want you to revel in it more, being the gay icon, serious, fierce bitch. Like, I want you more. Do more.
Okay. All right. Let me just try and break this down a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. When you come from the education and the background that I come from.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, and all those girls who no doubt are really lovely.
Yeah.
Didn't exist.
I can't sing like you.
Well, who cares?
Oh, I do.
So I grew up in a different time. Mm. My references were different.
Mm.
They were women who had
talent
and ambition and had to work really hard.
See, that you were that for me. You were my that.
I worked really hard, and today it is what it is, you know. I just don't come from that, and I don't care for it, and I don't judge it either.
No.
Because everybody does what they want to do, but I'm just, I hate bullshit.
Me
I think
too.
Everybody knows that. And I do keep it real because I understood something a long time ago. My personal life is my personal life.
Wow.
And I have a professional life, and I'm a professional artiste.
You are, but I would watch the shit out of a Tina Arena reality show.
I can't draw the line.
I would watch that so hard. You would. I would never leave the telly.
No, you wouldn't. Katy Perry this weekend. Yeah. I got to tell you, I take my hat off to
me
her.
Me too.
Because it's not my cup of tea, but I admire the courage of being able to show yourself
just
for 24.
I agree.
That is also taking the life and what is popular culture to the limits for me. I would kind of like to pull it back a little bit because I'm not really sure if I want to see or know about who you shagged, who's better in list of priorities, because I don't really care. I did enjoy seeing Sia, though, with those glasses. I mean,
she was trolling everyone,
dynamite. God bless Sia.
Imagine your two voices together. That would move the space-time continuum.
She would sing me under a truck. And I, you know what?
Hush your mouth.
I tried to sing Chains last week and I'm down two tones on you, so let's not even go there.
No, but anyway, just to finish that story, I think it's really great and I think that Sia has the right attitude.
Yes.
Everybody out there, let that be a little bit of a lesson to you in the very sad world that we live in today. Have a good laugh. Don't take yourself too seriously. Unless you come up with a cure for cancer, that's when you're my hero. Otherwise, just get along with it and have fun.
Sage words spoken by one Tina Arena. You know what else I love? How you're able to keep your voice very calm. You talk like Beyonce and Alicia Keys because you have an instrument. I just screech like a banshee the whole time and then can't think why I can't sing in a gig. I need to learn that from Tina Arena.
I just got to calm down. I'm really highly strung. I just hide it well.
Well, look, you are going on tour, the Innocence to Understanding Greatest Hits tour.
Are you coming?
Yes. Try and stop me. I'll be front row. Oh, my God.
Can she do what you
ask? Do you know me up on stage? I can't sing in her key. Cannot sing in tenor in a written key, not one song.
Oh, listen.
I'm a male tenor.
We're fiddling with the keys, hon. At nearly my age, I've never changed keys, but I'm starting to because I think it's important.
Yeah.
Come along because it might be the last one for a while.
Oh, stop it. I don't know. I will.
It will be for a little while.
All right. She's tired. Bitch needs a rest, you guys. She's had it.
Bitch needs a rest.
Tina Arena.
I've earned it.
The bitch needs a rest tour. Do it.
Oh, my God. I really like that.
Tina Arena, Innocence to Understanding, Greatest Hits Tour at the ICC Sydney Theatre, September 23rd. Info at tinaarena.com. .com. Of course it is. It's Tina Arena. Tinaarena.com. Vincey and I will be there front row. Don't you even worry. Try and keep us away. Thank you for this chat. You're just a gem.
Thanks, Em. Thanks, guys, so much.
Right now is when we do What's the Superior.
Yes.
Okay?
That's true.
But it's a special edition of What's the Superior because, as you know, we take our openers very seriously this
year. Very serious.
About the number one thing.
Hours and hours and
way
hours.
Way more time than anything
else. Not doing
them. Wow.
Minutes getting it done.
Stacey Campbell sent me a message on Facebook and said, after my two youngest kept asking for the Period Disney song by the Funny Lady to be played in the car, I finally figured out what they were talking about. And she said, apologies for Amelia. It's my friend's name. And after they heard Harley call you Amelia, it stuck.
Right.
And so here is Stacey Campbell's gorgeous two children, so daughter and son, singing the What's the Superior opener, including credit line.
I'm very excited.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? Do you want to go and see Disney on Ice? In Disney's back arena, I got two tickets from ticketsnation.com.au. Love you, Amelia. Love you, Mila.
Ah, love
that is actually easier to understand than our version.
So good. Thank you to lovely. I don't know your names because Mummy didn't tell me, but I know you're listening now. That is just glorious, and we will use that often. I just love they got the credit line in, but then the heartless bastards with hearts like swinging bricks at the station said, oh, the credit line's a little bit fuzzy. Can you do it again?
Oh, God.
Get stuffed.
Imagine saying that to little kids.
Imagine.
Get back in the booth.
Suz, guys, can you just give the credit for Frozen on Ice again? That was a little bit blurry. I know you're 4 and 5.
We'd offer them lolly.
More of that. More of that. You know what I love?
Yes.
Well, I thought about it. Like, we talk about poo a lot.
Yep.
And we sing catchy songs.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't the kids be getting us? Yeah. We're huge with the under 10s.
Love it.
Massive with the under 10 market. They tick a lot of survey books, so that's good for us. So we are doing What's a Superior, and today on 13 10 60. Oh, it feels a bit weird that we haven't played the actual opener.
Yeah,
let's play it.
Do you want to?
Yeah, all it's right, making me on. Freaking me out that we haven't done it. It's like Pavlov's dog, you know? Right. Yeah,
here it is.
What's a superior, superior thing we're talking about now? Thank you.
And that's why they call it the Peria song, because you do say Peria. You say superior, Peria.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So on 13 10 60 today, in honour of those two glorious children, what's a superior show you watched as a little kid?
So little kid, now, because I think what we did the last time we did this was teenager.
Yeah, no, this is younger.
Under 10.
Under 10.
Obviously not much coming from my way.
Yeah, we know. We did discuss this off air, and I don't think we visit this enough. I don't think we talk about why.
Yeah.
So, not to make... No, I'm going to make light of it.
Yeah.
You didn't get a telly till you were how old?
Well...
Yeah.
Listen, we can unpack all of this for ages, but...
Harley was in a religious... Some would say cult.
Yes.
Some would just say a very organized group of people who believed things, and his father was the reverend.
Yes. And we were separate to the society around us, which is the dictionary definition of a cult.
Cult.
Anyway, we didn't have a television until I was... So I was 5 years old, and I got a third-degree burn on my arm from a hot pot of soup on the top of the stove.
Is this a guilt television?
Yeah, it was a guilt television.
Fantastic.
Mum and Dad were like, oh, dear, let's distract him with a guilt television. And I watched The A-Team. And that was very violent, and they turned it off, put it in the cupboard until I was 13.
Wow, so you had a telly in a cupboard?
Yeah, so there was moments in that period of time. It wasn't zero TV. We were just trying to be a no TV house.
Oh, God, that's horrific. Yeah. What did you have to talk to people about at school?
Oh.
Not much.
We hung out and built things.
You weren't allowed to. Yeah, I did that, but I also watched a lot of awesome TV.
No.
Oh, my God,
father. I never felt like I wasn't included in the conversation.
That's because you didn't know what you were missing out on.
Yeah, exactly. And people come to our house and go, you have the sickest cubby houses. And you're like, yeah, we've got a lot of time on our hands.
Stop trying to pump up the fact you had a telly in a cupboard and it got wheeled out for one show a week.
I did get wheeled out. It had a handle. It was only this big. It was as big as your laptop.
I am the daughter of an immigrant who found himself with money, so we had a telly in every room.
Right.
We had a telly in every room. It was so exciting. So what was the show you watched?
So then we did watch, in that time, you go to friends' houses or when we were started to let the TV would come out on weekends and you could choose a show. We would all get together and choose the show that we wanted to watch, which, of course, was Saturday Disney because, very smart choice, that's not one show. It's heaps of shows jammed into one banner. And on that show, I'd have to say this show was my favourite.
And faithful and sing friendly, it. With stories to you know share. All the words. Of the forest, they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears dancing here and there and everywhere. I would like to do a cover of this song.
I did that.
Such a good song.
In the show, I said I'd written a really political song.
Don't you have gummy bears tattooed on you?
I have gummy bears tattooed on my right calf muscle.
So, no, that didn't affect you at all, having a television.
Nope. It was like the first show I watched, I'm hanging on to it.
I'm getting it tattooed on my body for
all
I've done.
Words.
Well, I was a huge television fan. Massive, in fact. Watched it all the time, every day. Some may argue to escape what was happening in my life, but let's not go into that. And look, the first show, what did we have first? Oh, yeah. The first show was one that I found so magical and it spoke to me on every level was this one. It's time to play the music. It's time to light the light. It's time to meet the Muppet on the Muppet Show tonight. My favourite character was Miss Piggy. I identified with her.
Yes.
She was glorious.
Really?
I didn't get why she was the villain, but I've always managed to identify with the villains. Miss Hannigan and Annie, Ursula the Sea Witch.
Right.
I love the villains.
Right.
Then this one really helped me kind of understand myself. What would you do if I sang out of tune? Kevin Arnold, get in my bed. Yes.
Yep.
I had posters up of Kevin Arnold. I wrote him letters. I loved him so much. Fred Savage. And then we'll skip the next one because that was more teens.
Mm-hmm.
And the final one, I used to pop on my red jocks, take my top off, and pop my hair up in a spike and run
around. Oh, I know where
you're
going.
Yeah. Soaring high in the sky, it is for Astro Boy. Oh my gosh.
Very good.
Look, I know we do a lot of pre-talk and a lot of TV talk on this show, but really, is there anything more in life?
Nah.
A lot of food, a lot of poo, a lot of TV, a lot of food.
Booing, watching the TV.
And eating.
And eating.
And drinking.
On the toilet.
Drunk buying things.
Just stay.
What is there more? Yeah. What is there in life?
Nah.
131060, two tickets to see Frozen on Ice. What's the superior show you watched as a kid? We're talking under 10. If you get in early, we'll try and get your theme song, so call right now. Look at second. Did anyone in this room ever watch Cat Weasel?
Yes.
Yes.
That was terrifying.
But I just read on our list here, Johnson and Friends. That was mental.
Was that remember Johnson and was Friends? There an elephant involved?
Yes.
Yes.
And a hot water bottle.
Yes.
Yes.
That was mental.
Yeah, it was mental.
That was so good. But Cat Weasel was like a homeless guy that terrorized kids and lived in a field. Now he would be arrested.
He was
put on
time
a watch list.
Too.
Was he?
Oh,
I just remember he was terrifying.
He was like the 17th century or something.
And in the opener, he'd just like appear from a bathtub half nude.
Oh, yeah.
That would not happen now.
Do you remember Hunter?
No.
Hunter, that just ride around on his bike with a little white mouse in his hat.
No.
Ah, we're looking that up.
Hunter?
Yeah, Hunter.
Oh, I remember. What was the show?
It was like an educational show.
Sooty.
Oh, Sooty.
What's the. With the Sooty.
Oh, yeah.
With Sooty
and Sweep.
Yes.
Sooty and Sweep.
Sooty and Sweep.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that was such a good show. 131060, relive your childhood right now. What's a superior show you watched as a kid? We'll take your calls next. We're doing this.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now? Do you want to go and see Disney on Ice? Presents Frozen at Kudos Back Arena. I got two tickets from tickets at tickettech.com.au.
Oh, that's good. It's worse every time.
Yeah.
131060. What's a superior children's show you watched under 10 as a kid?
Yeah.
So many calls coming in. Jared, hello.
Morning, guys.
How
What's
you going, mate?
What's a superior children's TV show?
It's the Squiggle.
Oh, yes.
It's Jamie's chain.
Can't be beaten.
Upside down, upside down.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, hurry up, hurry up.
Hurry up.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Who can do the better blackboard out of you and Ben? Okay, Ben, you go first.
Hurry up. Very good.
Okay.
Hurry up.
Oh, I think Ben got you there. He does have bigger balls. Gabby in Forestville, hello.
Have we met?
Good morning, guys.
What's a superior TV show you watched as a little kid?
Oh, I absolutely love the Rugrats.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Love the Rugrats.
Let's hear it.
Talking back. Yeah.
Oh, God, that brings back memories.
Doesn't it?
I loved Angelica.
Yeah.
You stupid babies. Loved her. Look at her new gaps. This is great.
It was the Rugrats and then, oh, man, the Thornberrys.
Oh, the Wild Thornberrys.
And they, did you see the Rugrats Wild Thornberrys
yes,
mashup?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I used to love the Wild Thornberrys. Yes. My kids still watch the Wild Thornberrys. Yeah. And the girl who plays the main character was
who can speak
also
to the animals.
The actress. Am I saying, it was in Party, Neve? It was, no.
Oh, Neve Campbell.
No,
oh,
no, was no, it? No, the other one, the young sister. The wait, live Google.
Live Google. Oh, we need to do that
Wild
opening.
Yeah, we do need to do that opening.
Wild Thornberrys. Yeah. Who was the voice actress? Go to the next caller.
Righto. Melissa.
Morning, hey, guys.
Hey, mate. What was your superior TV show that you listened to as a kid?
Lacey Chabé. Yeah.
My all-time favourite was Punky Brewster.
Oh, Punky Brewster.
100%. I used to dress as her to go to school. I tied a bandana around my knee.
Was Punky Brewster also a character on another TV show?
No.
Or is it just her own show?
Yeah.
Never featured as a...
Henry!
Right.
When you think about the premise of Punky Brewster, a young girl goes to live with an elderly bachelor and her dog. That wouldn't happen now. That wouldn't just wouldn't happen. You wouldn't follow that storyline because we wouldn't be allowed to innocently watch that.
No.
People would think he was creepy.
Yes. Is he not related?
No. He adopted her.
Just adopted her?
He adopted her.
Right.
Yeah, and it was great.
Good on him.
And she was punk. Soleil Moonfry had to get a breast reduction.
Oh.
That's just a piece of information. You know when you hear something about an actor or an actress that sticks in your craw? Yeah.
She had to get a...
Soleil Moonfry breast reduction. It has to come out as one sentence. Soleil Moonfry.
Soleil.
Moonfry.
Moonfry.
100%.
Wow.
Her parents were on something when she was born. I love Punky Brewster. Rachel in Kingswood, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
Well, thank you for asking. What's a superior TV show that you watched as a kid?
I'm not sure if it'll be as famous as everyone else's, but there's a TV show on the ABC called The Ferals.
Oh, mate, I know it very well. Modigliana.
Was there a cat that played the saxophone?
Yes, Modigliana the cat.
Modigliana. And what was the cat? Rattus the Rat.
And I've got a really useless fact.
Oh, I love this.
Mixie the Bunny.
Yes. Mixamatosis.
Oh, damn it.
I need that. I thought that was a dog.
And then there was the dog, Mixie the Bunny, and what was the dog's name?
Darren.
Or was it just Darren?
Did you make that up?
No, wait. Can we get a confirmation?
I'm pretty sure it was Darren.
Ferals.
That sounds awesome.
Wikipedia. Okay, characters. Getting. I love this live Googling. It's really working for us.
Yeah, I think it sounds great too.
The characters. We've got Keith, Rattus.
Yes, Rattus, Modigliana,
Darren.
Darren.
Darren. Yeah. Mitch just told me his cousin created...
What was it? Modigliana.
Modigliana.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Wow. Oh,
it was
my
very cool.
God.
There was puppets in the backyard. Very ABC.
Do we have the theme song?
No.
Nah, too hard.
But we do for the next one.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is a good one. I sing this at my husband every time he takes the recycling out. Jessica in Campbelltown. Hello.
Hi, guys. Happy hump day.
No.
I love you guys. Don't.
Thanks, Jess. What's the superior thing you watched as a kid?
Captain Planet.
Oh, yes.
Yes. We need to play it.
And we're fighting on the planet side.
Earth. Wind. Sorry,
fire,
guys.
Water. And the guy that wasn't really needed at the party brought him along anyway because he had a monkey.
Just want to say those callers were 28, 27 and 23 for those people who work at the station. I mean, you, Jay, so worried that people aren't listening to us who are under the age of 30. Let us award the tickets. God, they're all so young. And do they even have kids?
Oh, I don't know.
Melissa. Hey, Melissa.
Hey,
You've got two tickets to see a Disney on Ice. Thanks for being
fantastic.
As young as you are and listening to this show. Fantastic. Thanks for everyone's calls. You are welcome to know. I'm convinced she's given birth, by the way.
Oh, right.
I reckon a week ago.
Really?
100%. You heard it here first.
I reckon she's going to make a go of it.
I think she'll be okay.
I think she'll have a career.
I think if she puts her mind to it, she'll have a few hit singles.
Good voice.
Yep, she'll spin some records.
Sounds like she could dance.
Yeah, she can dance. It's the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen.
Yes.
On Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. You have been a very bad boy.
Well, yes. In general, that is correct. And as you know, as Sydney knows, because they're all tuning into this show and following our lives very carefully,
mm-hmm.
I have moved house.
You have.
And I hope to never, ever do that ever again
in
the existence of my... Shut your mouth.
It's going to be like...
I hate it so much.
You know you are because you're renting.
I know.
And you aspire to be a homeowner. It's a strange dream.
What I was thinking about, though, is I could put up a massive fence at the front with razor wire on it and never leave. How's that sound?
Definitely that'll work. Okay, the owners will love that.
I've been moving in and, look, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of work to move in and I'm one of those people when you move in, I just want it done.
Yeah.
You know, not a slow move in, just everything unpacked. I brought up yesterday, but we don't have any cupboards, so that's hard. Anyway, I've been working flat out in the house. So is Hannah, unpacking stuff, building cupboards, doing all that.
Oh, buddy, are you okay?
I'm a bit tired. My arms are very sore.
Oh,
I don't do a lot of physical activity, and I'm a bit sore.
Are you taking enough time out for me?
I need some magnesium.
Are you okay?
Look at me.
You're just a busy mum.
I need a shearer.
You're just a working woman.
Yeah.
Doing her best.
That's right. Just trying.
You've just got a bit teary now. Yeah. Look at you.
Sometimes I don't have enough time for myself.
You just got to deposit back into the bank of Harley sometimes.
Well.
What's going on?
I have spent the last, I would say, nearly a week inside.
Yes.
Just flat out working. And then I walked outside yesterday. I've got quite a big backyard.
Yes.
Most of it's concrete. I believe.
Did some Italians live there before
you?
I believe
some Italians may have moved in before I was there. Because it's pretty concrete central.
Fantastic.
Which is fun for riding push bikes around.
Hosing off.
I've got a gurney. I haven't even taken it out of the box yet.
Great.
I'm just going to gurney things on the weekend.
Yeah.
I had not forgotten because they were still fed and watered, but I had not given attention to the birds, to the girls, to the chicks, to Horace and Jenny. And I have to tell you that my backyard is nothing short of a poo explosion. It is shitmageddon. I cannot believe the volume of excrement in my backyard. Genuinely, there's a problem. I am worried.
You guys,
that
we're going to have to change the next break about the poo restaurant. I think three is too much. Like, we did it earlier. You did not warn me this was poo. And then the next
one
is poo restaurant.
Have the poo opening ready. There you go. We can play it now. Poo chat, poo, 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 poo. It's a poo chat, poo, poo,
poo, poo, poo, poo, poo, poo. It's a poo chat, poo, 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 poo. You know, I get taken aside by our boss and say, mate, we got to appeal to the under 30 women. They're not getting it.
And here it is, chicken shit heaps. I have never seen anything like it. Like, it's like a farmyard out there.
Joel. It's hard to get it off the concrete. You're going to have to high pressure hose the crap out of the crap.
Luckily, I've got that.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had, so they're just out there properly free ranging. They can be anywhere in the whole yard and they are not discriminant on where they put their cloaca juice.
Wow. Like it is. Jeez, what's a cloaca?
Well, because they have the one hole that poos and wees out, so it's literally
really?
Cloaca juice.
Yeah. Are they solo holing?
Yeah, solo hole.
I did not know they were solo holes. That's disgusting.
Both coming out at the same time.
And convenient.
That's why it's...
And the egg?
Hey.
And the egg comes out there too?
Do chickens?
Is that right?
Chickens?
I don't know. Look that up.
Do chickens do it?
Chickens do it?
Yeah.
Well, if Jenny and Horace are doing it, I don't know what's happening, but yes, if a cockerel came into the yard...
Chickens do it.
Chickens do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking about that now. I've never
anyway,
seen a chicken do it.
Anyway, it's just a mess. I was out there because I've got to build the little... You've never seen a chicken do it?
I've seen chickens do it.
Yeah, they're right up there.
Do they?
Gets on top of it.
Whoa!
Okay. Rides her.
A lot of feathers.
So yeah, you a lot got of feathers. So a lot of flapping around.
So you got to stop being a busy working mum.
I have to, and I've got to get out
and
the
get
back.
Get out in the backyard.
Be Farmer Joe.
And be some...
Yeah. I've got to get it done because
I mean, if it's not the chickens, it's the children wanting to have their bums clean.
Oh, mate.
Oh, it's never ending.
There is shit from all of breakfast at our house.
So we were just talking about how I've just found out that chickens have solo holes.
Cloaca.
Which means
a lot of birds.
They do their business, both businesses, out the one exit.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then we've got Tani calling in, who's from the Blue Mountains. Wimmerley, specifically, and Tani, you want to edumacate me?
Hey guys, how are you?
Very good, mate.
Tell us about the chicken solo hole.
Talk us through a cloaca.
Okay, so just to clarify, I'm Thelma and Louise, the ferret's mum as well, so I've spoken to you guys before.
Oh, we love your ferrets, Thelma and Louise. How are they? Are they good?
They weren't well, but they're good now. They went through a little bit of a rough patch, but they're good now. So yeah, we're all good.
Send our best wishes.
And that's why you know about holes, because you've got ferrets.
Yep. I'm a zoologist, so...
Oh, you're a zoologist!
Mate,
why don't we have you on speed dial?
We need a regular with you.
Heck?
Tani on the regs.
Come on.
I would love to talk to you guys every day.
Okay
so...
Talk us through cloacas.
So birds and reptiles and amphibians and marsupials have a cloaca.
Yeah.
And the anatomy in each of them is a little bit different. So in birds, their poo and their wee kind of has to combine because they don't excrete a lot of water.
Yeah, it's all out in my backyard, mate.
Yeah, exactly. So I had a rooster who ate way too many mulberries and it was like black poo like everywhere, like explosive diarrhea like everywhere. So don't let them eat mulberries because it will go everywhere. But yeah, so in
thank God. I was going to go home and feed my rooster mulberries today.
That was the first thing you were
going to
do. Exactly. Yeah, so in some of the animals, they will have a urogenital tract and they'll have the anus. So in the urogenital tract, like the wee will come out, but that's also where the penis goes in for the male to go into the female, and then the anus is separate. So if you not that you do this, but if you were to pull the cloaca back, you would actually see separate holes in some of them. But then in some of them, like birds, it will all just come out that one hole.
That's the best.
Urogenital tract sounds like a great club in Ibiza.
I do like that you've heard us and you've gone, I'm going to call them in to really talk about holes.
I respect that. I respect everything about that conversation. Yep. Thank you, Tani. Coming up next, I'm just tired of things beeping at me.
Yep.
We'll talk about that.
A lot of beeping.
It's the... Sorry, Gaga. Nah, you're right.
She gets talked over a lot.
I know, but...
It's because she doesn't know how to finish a song.
Can
there.
We just release a song?
Not in general. Please don't attack me.
Gaga's lost her... No, but Gaga's lost her way, man.
Has she?
She really has. I just feel like she got in the alien egg because she didn't have enough people around her. No one's saying, no, Gaga, don't lie in an egg and pretend to be born on the red carpet of an award ceremony.
Nah, it's a bit much, isn't it?
No one's saying no. And then she did the applause album and it was like, too soon, you should have waited a bit longer. And now she's just trying to... Come on, Gaga. I'm rooting for a Gaga comeback.
Can you imagine people pulling that behaviour in the comedy industry? Or like at radio awards? Oh, okay. But honestly, if you turned up in an egg...
Amazing.
You're not
and
turning
then
up in
pretended
an egg.
To reenact your own birth.
No.
That's amazing.
No one's putting up with that shit.
Someone should have just gone, Gags, pull your head in.
Yeah. She needed a dad voice.
She needed a dad voice
in that. She needed me just to rock up in my King G's and go, pull it in.
Put the egg away.
Knock it off.
Have I even said the name of the show? Doesn't matter. I can't be bothered. We're too far in. Can we do what Kate, Tim and Marty do? They record the name so that they don't have to keep saying it. Can we record it so I can want. Just like...
Did just... you just reference somebody from another radio show?
What do you mean? Other radio stations don't exist.
No, this is the world.
The only one.
This is life. 100%. We are...
Yeah, but I was just like flicking through them in the ads of Hamish and Andy. And I just noticed that he doesn't have to say it. That just says Kate, Tim and Marty. So maybe we go, Em and Holly. Like that.
With sound effects. You hate those sounds.
I do hate them. I'll make them with my mouth, though.
All right.
last night, I was in the kitchen, and I just had a moment of, you know, when you become sensitive to things when you start paying attention. Otherwise, they're the things you normally annoy.
Yeah.
I left the fridge open.
Yeah.
And the washing machine and dishwasher, they had finished at the same time, and I had three different things in my house beeping.
Oh, they're all reversing over you.
And I just realised... What, just because we're a radio station.
I don't know.
It sounds like a seatbelt.
So, yeah, or the car door.
And then I'm
like, don't get me started on the seatbelt beep.
Listen. Let's talk about how all of our lives now are about responding to beeps. You think we're the evolved race? No. Everything
we're dumber.
In my life beeps at me.
We wouldn't survive 100 years ago.
No, without the beeping.
We wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, no, nothing's beeping. Should I kill this animal to eat for dinner?
Yeah.
But it's like 100 years ago they weren't killing animals, were they?
Yeah, they were killing animals 100 years ago.
So, like, did you get my car door beeps at me?
No,
I'm like with spears and, like, round a campfire and hanging stuff off things. Well,
I'm sure there was people doing it 100 years ago, but maybe not as...
In my mind...
We had gone through the... Industrial Revolution.
Strangling the thing with our own hands. Cave times.
No, that wasn't 100 years ago.
That was 1917.
Yes.
It's my auntie's 100th birthday on the weekend.
Is that the amazing lesbian?
No.
Have I made that up?
No, no, you
haven't. Was one of them an amazing lesbian?
Yeah, I have an amazing lesbian great aunt.
Yeah.
Who's got dementia and opened my shirt and started rubbing my hairy chest.
I love it.
Different family.
She's my favourite aunt.
She's awesome.
She's great.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, my fridge, my phone, my seatbelt, my hair straightener, my dishwasher, my washing machine.
Everything's beeping.
Everything's beeping.
Yeah.
And I wanted to stop.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a slave. I'm a slave to the beeps.
You know what the worst beep is?
What?
The microwave beep to tell you it's done right. So it goes beep, beep, beep at the end. Yeah. But then some brands...
Yeah.
Keep beeping until that door's been opened.
And
you know when that sucks? When maybe you're at home alone, the kids are gone, and you've had a special something out in the backyard, and then you've put something very special in the microwave, sort of chocolate and chips all combined, and then you have a little special sleep on the couch, and that thing doesn't stop beeping.
You know what else? We call that the needy beep.
Yeah.
Because you know what else does a needy beep?
Give me attention.
If you have an iPhone... You get a text message. If you don't open it, about 2 minutes later, needy beep, you got a text, you got to read the text, make sure you respond to this person. And so, what I want, what is he doing?
I don't know.
He's standing at the door frantically putting in...
I'm
set a timer on my phone, but it didn't go off. It hit it near you, so the alarm.
Oh, this has worked brilliantly. I'm so glad you bothered. Well, that's not even your phone.
This is your phone.
Yeah.
And the alarm did not go off. What's wrong? Do you know what I want instead of that? I want my fridge to say, "Em, you're very attractive. Please shut me."
Oh.
I want my daughter to say, you know, I want them to say things like, "You're so young. Make sure you shut the door so you don't fall off and bruise your pretty young face."
Yeah.
You know, once someone's
or your washing machine.
Just go, "Hey, lady, your undies are done. I'd like to see you in them."
Yeah.
You know, just stuff.
They're a bit manky, but I clean them now.
yeah. They're minty fresh now.
There's some rank shit in here, but it's all fine.
Put on the voice. Do it proper. My washing machine doesn't speak like Harley.
Hey, love. Your jocks are done. I don't know what you did at them, but you had a good weekend.
101060, are you questioning all that you hold dear in your place in the universe? Are you not quite sure what's next? You know, you've gone to uni, you've bought an apartment, or you're trying to, you've got the boyfriend, or you've got married, and you're just not sure what's next. Because Katy Perry seems to be having this situation, Harley.
She's having a moment.
And I had the same moment. I think many people do. And so,
how old is Katy Perry?
I think she's 30.
Right.
Yeah, she's early 30s, like 20s. She's the time where it happens, and I wanted to get in the expert. Oh, look, we are experts, obviously.
Yes.
We are both doctors.
We have opinions.
100%.
And we are doctors.
But we thought we'd get an actual doctor in, my doctor, in fact. Dr. Trav, welcome back.
Hello. How are you guys?
Dr. Trav Kemp, now, are you across the Katy Perry situation?
I am.
Only because I asked you to be across it?
Same here.
It doesn't feel like that would be a normal part of your intellectual consumption.
It doesn't hit my radar.
No. But it really struck with me. And let's have a listen. Katy broadcasted for 3 days straight, for those of you who don't know. It's a 24-hour live stream. And she broadcast her therapy session in which she had a little bit of a breakdown. Let's have a listen.
I so badly want to be Katherine Hudson that I don't even want to look like Katy Perry anymore sometimes.
Okay.
And like, that is a little bit of why I cut my hair, is because I really want to be my authentic self.
Yes.
Like 100%.
This is a thing that happens from say 27 to 32, isn't it? This is a common thing. I think it's called Saturn return.
Yeah, I'll look. I'm not going there.
No, I know. Like, if there are people listening now who are in their late 20s and early 30s, such as myself,
What?
I'm sorry.
What? I don't know why either of us are laughing, Trav.
They come out of my mouth.
I mean, sorry. Do you actually have a death wish?
You?
Do you want me to throw punch you? I mean, isn't it in this, both your contracts?
What did you bring down on my house?
Isn't it in both of your contracts? Do you always refer to me as 29?
Yes.
Jesus.
It is.
Yes, him.
Thank you. No, but I do recall a couple years ago having this moment that Katy's had, and where you're like, I've ticked the boxes that society says I have to tick. You know, I'd had kids, I'd gotten married, and I'd had a job. And then you kind of find yourself, I remember finding myself going, who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I as a person? Yeah, what's my contribution? This is common, right?
Yeah, and we go through cycles from time to time, you know, and it varies depending on the individual. But you do go through phases where you just say, look, where am I now? Where am I going? Where have I been? And what does it all mean?
Mm.
So that's a normal part of growing up.
But why does it hit specifically at, you know, that late 20, early 30 mark?
I think at that point you've got enough experience to say, well, you know, it's interesting where I'm headed. I'm doing some things that are pretty good. I'm enjoying some of it. I'm not enjoying other things. And it's just a logical point at that time to have a look at where you're headed.
So what can we do to prevent ourselves from sliding headfirst into, you know, the pit of despair? Because I did. You know, you lose your purpose and you lose your sense of self, which is, it sounds like what's happening with Katy, and she's cutting her hair and wanting to be referred to as her real name, and she's created this character. What can we do to go back to the center of who we are? How do we find that place?
Yeah, well, being aware of the fact that you're going to wander away from it from time to time and be ready for that time when you sort of had that mini crisis, that helps, right? Because a lot of people get to this point and they're surprised by it because everything's going so well.
Yeah.
It's like everything's...
And I'm young.
And things fall apart. So being aware of it, being prepared for it, and then along the way, recognizing that you need to take time out just to reconnect with that deeper sense of core, that sense of value. The values that you have.
That's, and how do you know your values? That's the thing.
That's a matter of sitting, right?
Right.
And reflecting on what's really important to you. Now, you get your values handed down to you largely by the people that bring you up.
Yeah.
And then you go through a phase where you say, well, do these fit for me or not? And a lot of people don't actually sit down and think about it. Well, what am I on about? You know, what is important to me? What's negotiable? What's not negotiable? and bring ourselves back to that, because that's really our foundation that keeps us on track.
Mm.
But also, isn't this just a bit life sometimes? We are sold continually by every form of media that life is happy and easy and great, and if it's not, something's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes, this is not about depression, sometimes you're depressed and that's just a mood you're in.
That's
sometimes
right.
You're angry, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. And at this period of life, sometimes you're just questioning things,
yeah,
and it's a bit shit.
You're talking on the mic so we can hear you.
Sorry. You're spot on, Hartley, because, you know, we're getting to a point now where we're constantly bombarded by these messages that I have to be happy all the time. If you're not happy, there's something wrong with you. That, you know, we're constantly striving for this utopia, but that's not life, and that's not how humans operate. They travel in cycles. They have good days, they have bad days. And what we're trying to get to is an understanding of when I'm down, how do I cope with that? And when I'm up, how do I cope with not getting too carried away with it?
And Katy Perry, is a product of her own industry where she's selling joy and happiness. That's her product. And you can't have joy and happiness
not
the whole time.
Right? Things go up and down.
And she kept saying, I'm not my authentic self. It's not who I am all the time.
That's right.
So I think it's hard, though, accepting that, you know, you're not happy all the time, and we are kind of told we are supposed to be. But it's also being comfortable, I think, what I found when I was doing a lot of work with you is just sitting in it. It's like sitting in it and leaning into that feeling of, you know, I'm unsure of who I am and I don't know what I'm going to do, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a really good point, Em, because, you know, it's not pleasant sitting in that feeling of discomfort, is it?
It's never pleasant sitting in anything that isn't joy.
No, no.
And so us as humans, that's why we medicate and we drink and we do all the things to avoid the sitting in the pain.
That's right.
So I guess we need to encourage resilience.
Yeah, well, it takes practice to sit in the pain, as you know, right? Yeah. And in the first instance, it's not pleasant. And sometimes you just have to sit on the edge of the cliff if you're scared of heights.
Yeah.
And over time, you get more comfortable with it, right?
I think you and I, we made a living out of sitting in pain.
Oh, sure. It took me a while to
come around
to this.
Some people love you especially.
But, well, melancholy is one of my favourite emotions. Not necessarily when I'm in the middle of it, but I know that coming on the back of that is something great.
Mm.
And unless I embrace that moment in the melancholy, then I can't have anything in the positive. And I think I spent a long time trying to get away from anything dark and depressive because that's what everyone was telling me was bad. But it's not bad. Melancholy's not bad.
No.
It's actually nice.
Yeah. Look, and I think the message that we're trying to get across and the one that, you know, I'll certainly be delivering, I am actually interviewing Katy Perry face-to-face in 2 weeks, okay. So I'll pass on you.
Say hi to me.
I will. I think it's okay to be 28, 29, 30, 31 and not have life figured out.
Absolutely.
I think I'm 38 and I don't have life figured out. You're in your 40s. I know you don't have life figured out and
that's
you
right.
should.
I should.
Of anyone
that's
I know.
Right.
You know the secrets of life.
I'm hopeless.
But it's okay. But sometimes you're really on. Sometimes you do have it figured out.
Yeah.
And when you're sitting in the pain, you've got to remember those times where you're on top.
That's right.
It's okay.
And it's all a part of it.
Yeah, look, 131060, we've got calls coming in. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Trav, if you feel like you're going through this at the moment and you want to have a chat to us, we'll just be bros.
Yeah.
We'll just talk it through.
Just hang out.
No one's talking at anyone. But we love you guys when you're ringing. We love to help. Dr. Trav, hang around. 131060, if you'd like to talk about this, we'll take your calls next. Dr. Trav Kemp is joining us.
Good morning.
For some free therapy. As always, you guys, if you're feeling like you're a little bit out of control of your mental health, go to your GP and you can get on a mental health plan and go and see a psychologist if you can.
Oh, yeah.
Is she the most?
She's got close to 70 million
Thank
followers.
You. Now, that is some information that is taking up. What do you got? How many you got on Instagram? Let's have a look up Harley Breen
on Instagram.
Actually,
and that was March last year, so she's probably bigger than
Harley Breen on Instagram. So we've got Selena
Anybody wants
on
to go and have a look
72
at,
million.
And Harley Breen on 71.
Harley Breen. Oh, Harley Breen has 9,968 followers.
That's all right.
That's pretty good,
that's
babe.
Not bad.
That's
Selena's
great.
Actually got 122 million.
It's 120 million.
I'm not far off. I'm up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that.
Well, go and have a look at Harley Breen and see if you can't pump me up to a mil. We'll see how many followers we've got.
And while you're
at it. Get to a mil today.
Should I come back later?
No, sorry, mate.
We have a professional here, Dr. Trav Kemp.
Yeah.
We're actually, this whole live stream that Katy Perry did where she had a bit of a breakdown in her therapy session has had a real effect on me. And that I kind of watched and I thought, I see you. I see you, Katy Perry.
Mm.
I understand that. I think a lot of people watched it and thought, I understand that you're in your late 20s, early 30s and kind of questioning what's next.
Yep.
And who am I? We had a lot of callers. Jen in Hornsby, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Could be.
Now, Jen, you're how old?
I'm 26.
26. That's under 30. Congratulations. And so how are you feeling? You're bang in the middle of, you know, your quarter life crisis. How's it going? Is this resonating?
Well, you know, like I'm definitely not afraid to say that I suffered terrible heartache a few years ago and I actually went through a really tough time and I got myself back on top for myself, which was great. However, you know, I kind of just want to, you know, reach out to you guys and also ask Dr. Trav. Like, I know when I can accept, which I think is definitely the first key thing to do, is you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days, and it's absolutely okay, and no one should judge you, no one should label you. You know, and my question to Dr. Trav would be, you know, what are those things that you might suggest, you know, on those days where you kind of feel a little bit imbalanced and unsettled? Like, yeah. You know, what do you kind of suggest that you maybe do?
Well, good question.
It's a great question, but Jen, you're an expert already. You've been through this. What did you do that worked so well for you to get yourself out of it?
I think for me personally, like, you know, I realised that, I needed to talk to someone and it wasn't a bad thing. It was more just kind of like, no one can, like, I've got beautiful friends and family and I love them to bits and they'll always be there for me. But at the same time, I needed someone who didn't know me that I could paint that canvas for them and tell them what was going on so that they can, you know, kind of give me advice from an outsider's perspective, like a fly on the wall.
Yeah, beautiful. So you spoke to people who were outside of your circle of influence that could, you know, I guess give you an unbiased view and a
exactly.
sounding board. So that works really well, right?
So you know what else, though, and I often am guilty of this. I often get in pits, and I know Harley does too, where you feel like everything's bad, everything I do is bad, my life is bad, I am bad. How do you just – can you give just a – and you've said it to me. What's a quick – not a quick fix, but something that might be able to turn that around?
Yeah, so acknowledging when you're in that spot, picking yourself up, right? So you're good at picking yourself when you're in that spot.
Yeah.
And gratitude is a really powerful tool.
Yeah, because you can't be angry and grateful at the same time, can you?
You can't be smiling and feel crappy.
No. Right?
So, you know, very simple things. What is a great thing that's happening right at the moment? I'm looking out the window and it's spectacular.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And just remembering that breathing is a pretty positive thing. And sometimes you have to go to that level.
Thank goodness,
you know.
Or, and my, I like that one. Maybe just finding a couple of things you are grateful for.
Yeah.
Just like one thing where you can go, I'm really grateful that that's happening right now.
That's right. But you have to turn your attention. You have to physically shift your gaze from everything that's crappy to one thing that's good.
Okay. And it only takes one.
One thing.
And that
to get
wipes
you going.
Out 20 bad.
That's exactly right.
It's the power. Rosie and Zetlin, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, darling, you're 23.
No, I'm 22. So 22. I turned 22 yesterday, and I have
happy birthday.
Thank you. And I have a 6-year-old, and I'm pretty much, I'm so good. Like, my life is going so well. I have an actual career, you know, for 22 as well. We live on our own as well, so it's just me and my son with no help. So I've done a lot, but I am definitely, you know, trying to decipher what to do next in life. I mean, I have the child, I have the career. I don't know what to do next. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if you believe in astrology, but I'm a Cancer and I don't know if I should, you know, go abroad and live overseas or if that's too detrimental to my son's, you know, mental state because, you know, his foundation is in Sydney. Sydney's all he knows. And I'm just, you know, I'm definitely stuck in a rut. I mean, like, I don't know what to do. I have everything. Like, you know, I gym every day. I work out. You know, my son, you know, does rugby. He's so clever.
So you're feeling bored? You bored, Rosie?
I'm so bored. Yeah.
Right.
So
okay.
Bored.
Take him overseas. I'll answer this. Take him overseas. You got one shot. And by the time you're my age, you're done. Oh, man.
Stop it.
It's the best.
What should she do besides abscond overseas and take the child?
Get out of here.
What do you do when you're finding yourself bored with your life, which I think is a common thing for a lot of people of any age?
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people don't sit down and set some goals and objectives for themselves. They don't think about that.
Oh, God, I hate setting goals.
But when you do that, you're more likely to work towards it. Mm. I know that sounds a bit...
No, I get it.
Yeah? So sit down and say, okay, and don't put any boundaries on it. Just dream. You know, what is it that I want to do and what do I want to experience and what could be a great adventure?
Mm.
You know, we seem to have lost this notion of adventure in our lives.
And wanderlust, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Rosie, do you have any lofty goals that you dare not speak out loud? Is moving overseas the number one?
I mean, I feel like it would be because, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, it's June and we've left the country three times already this year because I've been so fortunate. But yeah. In saying that, though, it's like, you know, I feel like when you work out every day and then you go to work every day, it's just repetitive, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I feel like, should I just be, you know, a responsible adult and just take it on the chin and just live it out until he's 18? Or should we just completely game change it? But then I'm like, that's so
drastic. Yeah, do it. Nah, do it.
Primary school's bullshit.
Yeah.
Doesn't need it.
I'm all for you taking, and what's the worst that can happen? It doesn't work and you come back to Sydney and take up your perfect life again.
You've got 5 years there before he's got to go to high school.
Yeah.
And you get overseas, it's you stuff it up, turn around and come home.
I agree. Don't you reckon, Trav? Do you think that she should go overseas?
So, Rosie, I reckon what you should do is start thinking about what is it that you want to create? What do you want to build? What do you want to contribute?
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's not all about just accumulating and getting. It's about what do I give back?
Yes. Yeah.
And we know that when we give,
that's so true.
That makes you so happy. You know?
Give. If you make someone else the focus rather than what you're missing out on, go and volunteer, go and do nice things for people. You start to find meaning and purpose in your life.
Absolutely.
Because it's not just about you.
Exactly.
Oh, good. Thanks, everyone who called. Look, if anything has triggered you or you are worried and you'd like some advice, Lifeline 131114, as always. Dr. Trav will hear you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Trav.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Yes, we are. So much so, we have $50,000 on the line.
Holy mackerel.
Hey, Leah, how are you?
Happy hump day.
Oh, thanks, Leah.
How old are you, Leah?
29.
Good for you.
Good on you, mate.
Where are you from?
From Narellan.
All right. How's things in Narellan this morning?
It's good. Nervous now.
Don't be nervous. I reckon you've got a red hot chance here, Leah.
I hope so.
Your letter is P.
P
is all you need to think. You've only got to answer 10 questions in 30 seconds.
What are you dropping 50 thou on if you win it?
It'll probably be a house deposit and maybe splurge a little bit on a holiday.
Good girl.
Sydney, it'll probably be an outhouse. But anyway.
Find the
dungeon. No pressure.
No pressure. Now, you just got to keep moving. Think of the first thing that comes in your head. Your time will start after the first question. After I finish the first question. Here we go. Name a fictional character.
Pass.
A hobby.
Polo.
A language.
Polish.
A word that also ends in P.
Poop.
A school subject.
PE,
A cocktail.
Pass.
A shoe store.
Pass.
A sport.
Polo.
Oh, too late on the last one.
$400.
$400.
That's better than nothing.
Good girl.
It is better than nothing.
Think of the positives. Correct.
Better than nothing. That's right. I can't get with nothing.
Yes. And you're leaving with a little bit more than nothing.
Nah, $400.
$400 is good, mate.
That's fine.
Well done.
I wouldn't give it
away. We were close. That was the chance, the P.
Yeah.
Our fictional character is Peter Griffin, Porky Pig, Peter Pan.
Yeah. I'm sad.
Yeah.
Can we make it really easy tomorrow, everyone?
Payless shoes or platypus shoes.
I shouldn't give away him.
Yeah, we'll make it easier tomorrow.
I am in desperate need of a hero.
Hey, ladies, is your man making you hurt in the brain? I'm the man whisperer.
Oh, man whisperer, help me.
Yeah, I'm always here to help. Man whisperer is in my head, ready to come out. What's the problem?
Husband,
yes.
Scotty, who I love dearly.
Have met him. Good bloke.
Great bloke.
Yeah.
Everyone says that, Scotty, good bloke. That's good like bloke. One sentence. Yeah. Last night, he's got a flu. He's got a fever. He's got a blocked nose. He's unwell.
Yeah.
We went to watch Marcella play in her quarterfinal in the netball. One, right. Well done, go Force.
Yep.
She plays centre, surprise, surprise. And we're at the netball and he's unwell.
Unwell.
So we got
bad
home.
Bad time of the year.
Yes. We got home at like 9:30 and usually I'm in bed by 8.
Yes.
But I sacrificed because I wanted to watch my child dominate on the court.
Yes.
And we got home and he's like, "Oh, go to bed. I'll make the girls some food."
Oh, right, putting it on.
Yeah, and I go, "No, Joel, you go to bed. I'll make the food, even though I have to get up very early."
Yeah.
And so he's like, okay, thank you. So I'm in the kitchen cooking up some dinner for the girls.
Yeah.
And I hear a very loud whirring noise coming from the lounge room.
Whirring.
Where my husband has set up his wind trainer for his bike.
Wait. What? So, is this just a fan? That he...
No. If you are a cyclist and if you're married to a cyclist, you know, sometimes it's raining.
I am not and I am not.
Good. Well, that's why we work.
Yeah.
Sometimes if it's raining, you can't get out on the road bike. So you can take the back wheel off of your road bike and put it into a machine and you can pedal and you can put an iPad in front like you're on the road.
Like an exercise bike.
Yeah. Except for cyclists.
More ridiculous.
So this guy.
Yeah.
Instead of hopping into bed, because he's so sick he can't cook the dinner.
Yeah. He's sweating it out.
And I'm hearing the wind trainer. I'm thinking, nah, Odie's on it. There's no way this idiot is hopping on his wind trainer when he can't breathe. And I walk out of the kitchen down the hallway and I look in the lounge and there he is sitting there wearing a full Kathmandu jacket because he's got a fever.
What?
With no pants on his wind trainer.
Are we talking cock and balls out or just underpants?
In jocks. Okay. In his bonds. And he's just pedaling on the bike fast. And I go, are you joking me? What are you doing? Why get into bed? I went full mum.
Yeah.
And he's just, he goes, oh, no, I just had to test something. The program was glitching and it wasn't uploading to Strava, which is bike Tinder.
Yeah.
And I said to him,
oh, yeah, bike Tinder.
I don't care.
Get into bed.
Tell me why. Oh, man, Whisperer, my husband thought that the best case scenario for him and his flu and his fever was not to hop into bed. It was to get on his wind trainer and his jocks and a winter jacket.
Well, he might actually be right.
Tell me more.
If he got on the bike and just, I don't know the science behind it, but as you know, I am a doctor, so I'm just going to back myself in on this. When I'm sick, sometimes I feel better when you just keep going. You get busy, you work hard, you sweat it out, and you're like, whatever. Maybe that's what he was doing.
He could have done that and cooked the dinner.
Yes, he could have sweated it out
in the kitchen over the stove.
Maybe he was working himself up to it. He's on the bike. He's like, I'll just work this up and then I'll go in and I'll help out. I doubt that's what he was doing.
He's never going to help out.
You know when you don't argue with your partner because you haven't been together long enough.
Yeah.
But
or that's just not the dynamic we have.
No, eventually it happens.
Sure.
I'm sorry to tell you, but no matter how... you're going to have an argument with her at some point.
Oh, we can do that.
Okay,
but
fine.
In general, walk away from
it. But sometimes I heard the whirring and I just had that shot of adrenaline of like, I am so right now. I'm about to go out there and be 100%
right. Yeah.
And I got a little thrill out of that, man, Whisperer.
Well, everybody else other than me as a doctor would suggest that the best thing for being sick is rest.
Not getting on a wind trainer and your jocks and a winter coat.
No. I don't understand. I don't know that any man whisperer in the great tradition of man whispering could possibly explain the jocks and the winter coat.
You should have seen I'm like, this bitch. And I threw the knife down on the chopping board and I walked out. I said, get into bed.
Yeah.
And he did. And you should have seen the little pathetic side of the socks and the bare legs and the Kathmandu jacket and the bum hanging out the
just
bottom.
One cheek. Just one
sheet. And he kept the jacket on in bed all night and then woke up in a hot sweat.
What?
Oh, he's a lunatic.
That is
I love
out of
him,
control.
But he is a lunatic.
That's left to center. Humanising self-serve checkouts could help fight theft, says researchers.
What do you... Stop. We've got to back up. Are you talking about...
My God.
Self-checkout.
So self-serving checkouts.
What are they going
to
do?
It may shock you to find out.
Yeah.
People steal a bit.
Oh, they're not truthful.
No.
Okay. So fight people, say I put the tomatoes on with the stalks, but I say they're normal tomatoes, not organic ones.
Yeah.
A lie.
Or you're buying an organic avocado and you're saying that it's a carrot.
Yeah. Just not telling the truth.
No, just not telling the truth.
So people are ripping off big supermarkets.
Yeah, so they're saying programming self-service checkouts to have more human conversations could help combat shoplifting from supermarkets.
Do you ever do that?
Shoplift?
No, do you say you've got something when it's something else? You do?
Yeah, of course I do.
I don't.
Really? Sometimes
scared the person's over my shoulder.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm not scared by that. I'm mostly it takes energy to figure it out.
Do you press anything?
So I just do it. But so what's a common one that I would do? So anything with a barcode you can't get past.
Nah, but it's a fruit and veg.
It's a fruit and veg.
So they're saying if they put human voices into the self checkouts.
Oh, there's one that I'll do.
Tell red me. Capsicum? I'm saying it's green because they have no place being more expensive.
That's true.
I feel it's the same way bullshit. About men and women's haircuts.
Yeah, oh, you should feel the same way.
If I'm going to put a haircut through at Coles, I'm going to say it's a man's.
Hairdressers, if you're listening, I'm sure there's a few.
Don't charge both.
You guys are disgusting.
It's terrible.
But what you charge a woman over a man, and there are plenty of women with like your haircut and my haircut, pretty much the same.
God.
And I'll walk in to a hairdresser's, and by the way, I'm not suggesting that you up my fee.
No, bring mine
you
down.
You bring M's down. But we could walk into the same hairdressers and there'd be a $30, $40 discrepancy in the haircut. It's disgusting.
It's a disgrace, Sydney.
It's a disgrace.
I just can't believe it. In my day.
In my day,
you know what they had? People behind the till.
I'm like, maybe don't humanise the machines. Use actual humans.
Human beings.
I feel like if we went back to the old ways of interaction, you're not likely to steal when you're saying, hey, Sue, how's your day, mate? Thanks, Sue. Keep your business to yourself. I don't want to speak to you, Sue.
Oh, yeah, Sue, you're so crazy.
Oh, I love you, mate.
See you, Sue.
Because you know what?
Sue's alone.
Sue is sad. Sue has lots of cats. Sue watches Downton Abbey at 10 a.m.
And she has a lint collection.
And a yarn doll one. I just think I go to the checkouts sometimes when I don't want to look another human in the eye.
The self-serve?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just feel like putting a voice in, I'm finding the mute button before that person's, huh! And do you know how many people are going to stand in that area? Because do you know who I swear at the most during the day?
Yeah, late on me.
Siri.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I tell Siri to get effed because she's heard me wrong and given me the wrong information?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people standing there just yelling at these machines.
Sure. Well, we've got our in-car GPS
thing.
Well, we've named her Janine.
Oh, shut up, Janine.
Janine. When she's doing a good job, we're like, Neensy's the best. Neens. And when she takes us the wrong way, I'm like, Janine's an idiot.
I think Neens is engaged to a guy named Brad.
Definitely.
And she's just doing this job while she sets up her crafting business, so she's going to put on Pinterest.
Sure.
That's how we'll see Janine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have a resolution in this thing?
Oh, put people back
just
behind
use
the register.
People.
And you know what? Mm. You big supermarkets, if you're going to try and cost cut so much so you can make more profit, you deserve to be stolen from.
Why are red capsicums more expensive than
green? There's absolutely no reason.
I'm so confused.
Maybe there is. Maybe it takes time to grow.
We love vaginas. We love vaginas. Coming. The vagina bus is coming. The vagina bus is coming. And everybody's spreading their legs to get a pap test. It's really quite important. The vagina bus is coming.
Tomorrow, one more sleep. Chain. Such a catchy chain. One more sleep. I'm so excited. I had this idea that I wanted to raise cervical cancer awareness and help as many women as possible. And Harley goes, yeah, I like that idea, sister. I'm on board.
Yeah, now, I want to say I am not actually going to be on the bus and I don't want anyone to think that's because I don't support this pursuit. But I think the last thing a whole busload of women need that may feel a bit self-conscious about a pap test is a bloke in a flannelette shirt at the end of the bus.
So
I'm going to be stepping
just
off.
Just doing farts out of this.
Yeah, just yay.
Now, we do have 3 vagina buses. We've had to add 2 more. We've left registrations open 1 more day because of the demand. So if you go to todayfm.com.au, it's tomorrow. If you'd like to come in and watch a bit of the show, have breakfast with me, then we're going to be heading to the Broadway General Practice, Clinic 66 in Chatswood, and Family Planning New South Wales, Ashfield Clinic. All 3 of these clinics have donated their time. We want to thank Ultimate Limo Buses from the Big Mama Group. They have provided us with the actual
Thank
vagina buses.
Thank you very
buses.
Much. Legends. And so you know, and to the gentleman listening to this right now, this is, I'm just saying you should do this. I've actually been talking to all of the significant women in my life.
Fantastic.
About their vaginas.
I did hear from a lady whose son asked his teacher when she last had her pap test.
That is
he is
amazing.
6.
Good.
And I said, you high-five that child for me.
You support that behavior.
You support that. So ladies, take control of your vaginas. It's time. Stop putting your health last. If you have not found your way onto one of the buses, book in to your GP to get your pap test. 90% of cervical cancers can be cured and fixed if they are caught early enough.
That's correct.
I'm sad that this will be the last time we talk about the vagina bus.
Not the last time, tomorrow.
Oh, good point. point. Yeah.
And into the future.
Yeah, as long as me. Let's we'll just find him reasons. The MRCR.